Hi everyone, welcome to Friend Crush. It's Amber Akilla. This is a space on the internet where I talk to my friends, talk to myself, and talk to you about anything and everything. Relationships, friendships, career, working in the creative industry, social issues, pop culture, whatever, whatever. This episode is going to be about texting your ex. Specifically me helping my friend text her ex, well, email her ex. But I think one thing that I always find with women especially is that we always sort of like keep the emotional door open for people who don't necessarily deserve it, because the people that get annoyed when you have boundaries are the ones that benefited from you not having any to begin with. And I feel like after the breakdown of a relationship or friendship, it can be hard to set boundaries for someone that you used to really care for. But if they aren't able to respect your time because you're giving too much of it to them, then it's time to take a step back. All right. So I've changed the names of all parties involved in this specific scenario, and also like the locations of everything, in order to respect privacy. But basically my friend, let's call her Hannah, she was in an entanglement with a guy called Tim. Both of them were married at the time, so you know, it's not just like a regular fling. There's obviously more at stake, and they also happen to work in a similar industry. So, you know, just the potential for messiness was high. Anyway, the entanglement has come to an end, but Hannah is still having correspondence with Tim because she is curating a project that he is involved in. And I think she probably wants to maintain like a professional relationship, because all industries just end up being very small once you're in them, and there's no real need for bad blood if you can avoid it. So that's the path that she's chosen to take, which I fully support. And I told her like if at any point she needed help responding to him, because I think when you're personally involved, you know, there are so many emotions that you feel at one time, that it can be difficult to just like think clearly and respond clearly. So me as an impartial person that doesn't really have any personal stake in this other than the well-being of my friend, I'm able to just help her wordsmith emails to make sure that she comes across, you know, empowered, and that she is able to set boundaries and let this guy know that she's not just going to be available for him to take advantage of anymore. So when she first sent me the email correspondence, she was like, I think I did pretty well. And I had a quick scan and I already had multiple points of feedback, so I said just send me the text and I'll help you redraft. So the email that he sent to her: Dear Hannah, happy to see your project coming to life. I'm in, just sent the Google form. I am in London until the end of the month and we'll head to Geneva, and then after that a few days in Brussels. Will I see you there? Still don't know if I'm going to Amsterdam after this, since the quarantine game isn't fun, and another friend isn't going. Je t'embrasse, does that mean with embrace or something? Tim. So that was his message. And the message that Hannah wanted to respond was, it was just too long, but let's read for the purposes of this exercise. Dear Tim, thank you for your rapid reply. Really glad to have you on board. Quick question about Matthew. Is he doing any projects regarding curating and editing at this time. I'll keep him in mind. We've decided for this round to not yet include photographer mentors in an attempt not to overstretch the project. You and Robert are the exceptions. That is because you also have curating and publishing experience. Interestingly though, you are already the second expert, quote unquote, who has asked about including photographers. So I definitely think it's something we'll try to organize in the future if this all works out. Regarding, what did I rename that place as? Brussels. Of course I'll be going. It's 10 minutes from where I'm at. We're moving into our new place. It's near the cathedral. I thought it was opening on a different date. Will you be coming early for install? Best, Hannah. Oh, Hannah. Too much information, okay? I just think, why all the chit-chat? You don't want anything to do with this guy emotionally, really. I mean, I think it's always an ego thing. Like, you want the other person to be... You want to feel like the other person still cares so that you can say that you don't care, you know? I feel like that is... a dynamic that a lot of us fall into but aren't necessarily aware of. Like, I always talk about how I don't really want to be in a relationship with somebody. I just want them to want to be in a relationship with me so I can say that I don't want to be in a relationship with them. Like, versus being, you know, legitimately infatuated with someone. I think most of the time we're in situations where we're more invested in the idea of something than the actual reality, because the idea is far enough out of reach for us that I think a part of us knows that it's not feasible. So if the idea actually came into reality, we probably wouldn't even know what to do with it. Like, half of the time, some guy you're obsessed with who you wish would, you know, want to be your boyfriend, you haven't actually thought about what it would mean if you did become boyfriend and girlfriend. Would that even work and be viable? So I think in this case, it's like a little bit of ego and just like, she no longer wants a romantic relationship with him, but there is like an ego stroke in him and her still having to communicate, but this is like an opportunity for her to take back some of the power that she felt that she lost in communicating with him in a way that doesn't allow for him to think that she can just be like emotional putty in his hand. So from that response, I was just like, okay, hand it over and let me do a little edit for you. So what I suggested that she sent back, I mean, this is obviously like case by case basis, depending on what you're trying to achieve. Like, obviously sometimes, you know, you can have a very friendly relationship with an ex. For the few exes that I'm on good terms with, like, enough time has passed that we can honestly just take the piss. And I don't think there really is any intention or hope on either side to ever be in a relationship again. But, you know, obviously we were attracted to each other for reasons outside of just physical and romantic attraction, and we can still talk about those things. Definitely not on a regular basis, but, you know, good to check in every now and then and see how people are doing. Anyway, so I suggested from her quite wordy draft to cut it all down into the following. Dear Tim, great to have you on board. We are not including photographer mentors at this stage. Does Matthew have project organizing, curating, editing experience? We'll keep him in mind for the future. Yes, I'll be in Brussels. Best, Hannah. See how much more simple that is? I just think people, and men specifically, they just get really overwhelmed by like a lot of words. You know, if you're not really in sync with the person you're communicating with, giving lengthy responses is only going to set you back. It's only going to make it harder for you to communicate what you're trying to communicate. So if, especially in this case where it's like, I'm trying to let you know that I'm over you and I am not going to just be like buddy-buddy with you whenever is convenient. So less is more in this situation. Anyway, I think she appreciated my help. She said that he would probably ask if she was okay because it would be in stark contrast to like previous correspondence that they've had. But yeah, I don't know. I think when you're communicating with somebody who you don't have like necessarily fond feelings for, the relationship isn't in a neutral or a positive place. It's kind of gone into the red. You just need to be more mindful about how you speak to them. Because for me, like, I really don't like interpersonal confrontation, which I think could be a misperception of me because I can be like very opinionated and I do like to debate and discuss opinions and perspectives, but like talking about ideas is very different to trying to like advocate for yourself to be respected in like a personal relationship. You know, I feel like when you've gotten to a point where you're on the brink of like fighting with somebody, it means that there's been a communication breakdown where the two of you are no longer seeing eye to eye and have maybe lost respect for each other. And I don't like that feeling, okay, because I bruise very easily. So, and I also just prefer peace over war, you know. Carly Uchis came out with a song recently. It's called I Want War But I Need Peace or something. And it's a great song, but I'm basically the opposite. Like, sometimes I feel like the world wants war or people want war, but I want peace. I've been in so many situations where someone is literally trying to poke at me and in order to get me to fight. And I always try and take the high road because I just don't think you can ever say something that you don't regret in the heat of the moment when you're arguing with somebody. And for me, I would rather have like a conversation where egos can be put aside and we can try to come to a resolution, whether that resolution is to continue the relationship or to respectfully part ways. I prefer to live my life like that. I don't like having tension between me and other people. It's just, especially people that I held space for or really cared about. I just think that's really sad when, you know, you like taint a good thing with harsh words. So in order to not do that and try to stay in a place where you can feel good about this, the decisions that you've made and the way that you've handled things, trying to take a step back and be as neutral as you can in the way you communicate, I think is important. And especially for women, because women that are dealing with men, because it's really easy for people to dismiss women as being crazy because they are quote unquote emotional. I think it's unfair for people and society to say or to punish women for being more emotionally in tune. But at the same time, I think it's our responsibility to process our emotions effectively and then communicate in a way that is still clear and where we can set healthy boundaries between us and people that we felt hurt by or people that we may have hurt. And yeah, so that's all I have to say today. If you would like me to help you craft a response to your ex, you can let me know and I'll see if I can help you, but no guarantees at this point. You can follow me on Instagram at AmberAkilla and at friend.crush. Totally open to hearing about, I'm very open to taking suggestions on what to talk about. I'm going to be having episodes with guests soon, and I'll also be running my mouth in regards to random things that come into my head. And yeah, stay hydrated and speak soon.